from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Four Cups of Freedom. What does that mean, that the cups are cups of freedom? Let's take a look at the Talmud on that. Let's try to understand what freedom really means. The Gemara says that what if you went ahead and had the four cups, but all in one shot? Instead of spreading them out, one for Kiddush, one for the Haggadah, one for benching, grace after meals, one for the Hallel, Thanksgiving. Instead, you decided to just drink them, chug a lug, just drink it all at once. Now, that itself comes in two versions. Is it that you took one cup, next cup, and each cup successively? Or is it that you put four measures of a cup in one big cup? This is an interesting question, because if you consider four measures, let's say 3.3 ounces times four, you know, what was it, 13.2 ounces in one big huge cup. So is that considered four different cups, or is it considered one cup? If indeed it's considered one cup, then we might say that in order to drink most of that cup, you'd have to drink most of that cup. And that's a debate. You know, do you need to drink most of the particular cup that you're holding? Let's say you have a large Kiddush cup. Do you need to drink most of it? But in any event, let's say you did that. You drank either all in one shot or four cups in immediate succession, one to another. So the Gemara says, Shata'an b'vadachat, Rav Amar, Yedei, Yayin, Yatza, you fulfill the mitzvah of Yayin. What does that mean? What mitzvah of wine is there? But Yedei Arba Kosolo Yatza, the mitzvah of four cups, you don't get. So what does that mean? So Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, he says, Mishum Simchat Yom Tov. After all, there is a mitzvah to drink wine on a holiday. And part of the reason we have Kiddush, not on Shabbos, but on Yontov, is to have wine on a holiday. So if you had a lot of wine, you had a lot of wine, and it's a holiday, so you fulfilled the mitzvah, v'samachta b'chagecha, you should rejoice on your holiday. The Rabbeinu David, who was a student of the Ramban, he says, no, that's not what it means. It means you get the mitzvah of four cups, but it says here, you don't get the four cups. He says, well, there are two elements to the four cups. You don't get the mitzvah of Seder Shed Sidru Chachamim. You don't get the mitzvah of drinking the cups at the order where they said so. In other words, do the rabbis want you to just drink four cups? Is there something to that? And that's what we're going to have to understand. There's just some sort of chirut, some sort of freedom that is achieved by having so many cups of wine. Or do they want you to go through this particular Seder, this particular order? The Rambam learns it very differently than the Rashbam, the Rashi, and he says as follows: if you drank the four cups mezugim vatachat, they were diluted at once. To me, it sounds like they're all in one cup, not like the Rashbam. But the Magi Mishnah thinks that they're successive cups. Yedei chirut yetsa, you get the mitzvah of freedom. You have freedom. Why? I suppose drinking a lot of wine, that's freedom. But the mitzvah of four cups you don't get. What's the mitzvah of four cups? What does that mean? What mitzvah is that? That would be perhaps what Rabbeinu David called reading it according to its order. The Griz, Rabbi Joseph B. Salvatic's uncle, he said that there are two elements. One is the mitzvah of the drinking of wine, just the act of drinking. And that is a free act of freedom, to drink so much. So here we get to a strange point. And that is that although you might think that a slave would sit around drinking all the time, it's the rabbis assume that drinking is an act of freedom. To be able to drink, perhaps responsibly, that's an act of freedom. But then there's a second idea, a rabba kosel cho bracha. You see, you want to have four cups that are kos shel bracha, a cup blessing. What does that mean? When I make Kiddush over a cup of wine, it's not just a cup of wine, it's a cup of blessing. When I bench over a cup of wine, it's not just a cup, it's not just a drink, it is a mitzvah cup. It's a cup of blessing. When I say the Hallel over a cup, it's a cup of blessing. So the rabbis wanted me to have four kosot shel bracha. Oh, that's very different. Then that's very different than just having four cups. If we ask, what's the relationship here between the four cups and drunkenness? In other words, you know, let's be honest. Four cups is a lot of wine. It's a chunk of a bottle. It's a large percentage of a bottle of wine. And yet, the way we do it, you drink one for Kiddush, you discuss the Haggadah for who knows an hour and a half. Then you have a meal. Then you have another cup. Then you have a large meal. Then you have another cup. And then at the end, you have a final cup. The last cup could be a little bit too much. But the first three cups are very spread out. And therefore, it really shouldn't cause any drunkenness. So perhaps what the rabbis were saying is that if you want to have chirut, if you want to have freedom, you want to transform the eating into something greater than just an act of drinking. You see, as Rabbi Soloveitchik explains in his book on freedom, the slave is constrained in that he can't have that dignity. And part of the dignity is to be able to take the biological act of eating and make it a more social activity. The slave is constrained. He can't have a beautiful table. He can't have his friends. He can't have a symposium. He can't have an intellectual discussion. He's got to get back to work. Part of the freedom is the freedom to be able to drink responsibly, drink in the social context, so where it's pleasant. It's perhaps, you know, a little bit slightly intoxicating, just a slight buzz. But it's in the context of friends, the context of family, it's in the context of learning Torah, sharing the story of the Exodus from Egypt. It's in the context of a beautiful table. It's a matter of dignity. So if you just drank the cups, then you haven't fulfilled the idea of four cups. Because the idea is to spread it out. It's not an act of drunkenness. It's an act of, yes, rejoicing with your holiday, and also chirut, freedom, but freedom in a good way. Freedom not to get drunk, but freedom to drink in a responsible way, in a social way, and in an uplifting way, where we take the act of drinking and we uplift it. We bring it to a new level. We bring it to the level of a social adhesive, something that brings the group together, something where each cup, I'm elevating some point, I'm raising something up. I'm raising up the idea of the sanctity of the day. I'm raising up the idea of this great story of the miracle of Exodus from Egypt. I'm raising up the praise of God for the food and the bounty that we have. I'm raising up the praise of God. I'm elevating it. So that's the kind of drinking that brings chirut. That's the kind of drinking, that's the kind of activity that transforms the mundane life of a slave, where it's just work, where it's just a physical world that with no break for anything spiritual. And here we're uplifting this physical act of drinking, which can become an act of drunkenness. We're uplifting it to a new level, to a level of socializing, a level of praising God, and a level of sharing Torah, sharing the story of God's miracles with others. And with that, that is the true freedom. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sfarad Beth Lameth congregation for a discussion of the chirut, the idea of freedom on Pesach. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays, the parsha. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.